No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Hello, Ange.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good.
Yes. Ready for another one?
You're looking very summery today.
I know. I thought, well, it's not long that we can wear summer clothes.
No, but the weather has been ridiculous in regards to the heat.
I know.
I can't get over it.
Yeah, thanks to like Bangkok. It's so sort of hot and it's steamy, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, I went to a great conference on a seminar on Saturday called Vital Woman, Resolving Hormonal Hypothalamic Pituitary Adrenal Axis and Circadian Complaints. And it was just brilliant. It's information I've known anyway, but it's also, when they put it in slide presentations and it's just beautifully presented, it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it makes it really easy for me to just show it to patients, like, this is what's happening when you get menstrual migraines, you know. You're not clearing the estrogen. Menstrual migraines, they're nasty.
Yeah.
And it happens more and more as you go into your 40s and perimenopausal, because the progesterone drops down and you have this relative estrogen excess. And then that doesn't help clear the histamines, and then we've got to work on the liver. There's certain herbs that help balance estrogen and progesterone. And I'll also add into that, you know, eating the cabbage family helps also clear the estrogen. Mm-hmm. And then you can get away without a migraine, which is bliss, because that can be real stonkers for some people. They have to go to bed for 3 days, you know.
So this is usually occurs in older women, but can it happen with younger
women? It can be happening in younger people as well.
Yeah.
And she was explaining how, you know, there's this paradigm these days where, you know, teenage girls start menstruating. Oh, they've got terrible cramps. They're having to take days off school. Oh, we better go to the doctor. Oh, we better go on the pill. And then they spend years on the pill. And then you don't establish the pathway of the hypothalamic pituitary ovarian axis, which needs to be sort of cycling around, because when you're putting in synthetic progestogen and things like that, it's not the real thing, you know. So then they come off the pill because they want to have children, and then sometimes they can't get the cycle going, so then we have to work with that, you know. And then they have their children, or maybe they need to have assisted reproductive technology to get it going, because they haven't developed this hypothalamic pituitary ovarian axis, which has been meant to be trucking along for the past.
So the pill can actually kind of interfere with that.
Yeah, well, it's sort of not allowing the natural process to happen. And, you know, there's things for period cramps. And I do admit, you know, if there's endometriosis, we need to step it up a bit further. But, you know, crank up the magnesium, do some exercise, use anti-inflammatory foods, go fish vegetarian, you know, and that can alleviate the cramps, you know.
Yeah, because cramps are a horrible thing. I mean,
a lot of people on sort of sugar and coffee and stress and not moving enough, you know. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, and like, you might have a family history of it, but I find, you know, if I give people magnesium loaded up the week before, because you know the period's going to come, then they go, God, it turned out I didn't know because I didn't get the cramps. And it's like, that's right. Mm. And we've got really good herbs like cramp bark, you know, chamomile and ginger.
Wow. Okay.
So you don't have to go on the pill. You know, anybody who's out there has got teenage children who are like thinking that's the way to go.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my daughter in Dunedin. She goes, yeah, actually in the halls here, most people are on the pill.
I mean, it's an amazing thing, right? Because obviously you want to be safe. You want to, you know, prevent having a pregnancy, but then also at the same time.
It's got that advantage. And I always say to people, absolutely, are you on the pill for contraception? That's okay.
Yeah.
But for skin and cramps and bad periods, we can usually help that.
Well, it's just like also people kind of can forget what they're actually putting into their body. Mm. I mean, that's something that I've been on the pill for quite a while, and that's something that I've kind of forgotten is what's actually in it. What is it actually doing to my body?
Yeah, and I have to ask people, what are you taking? You know, your vitamins, minerals, fish oil, the pill. Oh, yeah, that's right, the pill. They only sort of like just drop it in with a cup of tea kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They sort of forget they're taking it.
Yeah. So what are the things that you kind of learned through this course?
Well, there's the thing where you've got estrogen excess in comparison to, it's called a relative estrogen excess. So the estrogen is higher than the progesterone, and that divide where the progesterone's really low can give problems, you know, and the estrogen's excess. So, you know, you can get more problems with endometriosis and fibroids and PCOS and bad periods, acne, all those sorts of things. So it's a whole paradigm. Luckily, this person has presented it, Biopractica, they've made this tablet called FemFort, where they've put the herbs for stress, because they're just saying, you know, like, we burned our bras, we grew armpit hair, we could do anything. We were just, you know, but now we're done. We're like, well, now what? You know, like we're just firing on all cylinders, but nobody's very happy. You know, they don't know how to just be, you know. So these women are all sort of like, okay, we've proven ourselves, we can do it all, we've got it all, but, you know, we're feeling bad, you know. So you've got to support the nervous system. And, you know, there's always the triage that we've always been taught, you know, magnesium, activated B6 and zinc. And that works really well on bad periods and PMS and all those sorts of things, because some people get really irritable and angry. But in the same formulation, you've got liver herbs and you've got chaste tree, which helps balance estrogen and progesterone. So
and it's blinking great. Get, so this is all in this one thing that somebody can take?
Yeah, but it'd be best if I gave you a consultation first and then you get onto this, which is an easy way to measure. They made it really sort of user-friendly, like take one a day in the first half of the cycle, take two a day in the second half of the cycle. And it takes about 3 months to recalibrate yourself and get it right. It's not like the pill where it just snaps in within 24 hours kind of thing.
Cool.
But, it's a really good thing. It's convenient, But why I want a consultation with the person first, one, it's because it's practitioner range only, and two, I've got lots of lifestyle advice to give behind this. It's not just take this tablet and run. You know, like there's stuff you can do.
We've just had a text in. Somebody said, "Hi, Ange, is there a reliable way to test toxin/heavy metal buildup? My husband and I work in horticulture and would be keen to monitor our toxic load. Thanks, Ali."
There are good tests for that. So there's the Oligo Scan and there's also Mediscan, which is the forensic department of University of Western Australia.
So how do they go about...
Probably email me at Harvest and I'll be able to send you some information about it, because I've got a preloaded email about heavy metals.
Is that a common thing? Do people come
very
to you?
Very common.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought at all.
Yeah, it's chronic fatigue and immune issues and skin disorders that won't clear up. You know,
right.
Dysbiosis.
Yep. What is your opinion on chronic fatigue syndrome? Because I know that when people say they go to the doctor, it kind of, it's got kind of like a... It's almost like it's not believed.
It's depression in the muscles or something. We often go right back to the adrenals, you know, adrenal fatigue. And quite often I use, some of them use salt as well, like small amounts of salt. So I use concentrated mineral drops, which is like from the saltwater lakes in Utah. And they've got 72 trace elements and magnesium. But usually these chronic fatigue people are high-performance people. You know, they're perfectionists and they've just gone hard out and now they just need to go the complete opposite and go and lie on mum's sofa for 3 months. And, you know, this is the body always trying to find balance, and it's that thing of like, we've got it all, we can do it all, everything's available 24 hours, but it's not serving us at all. So... a big part of that is teaching people about circadian rhythms and sleep, and which matters right from the minute you get up in the morning and face the sun, and you know, have morning exercise is best, and eating 3 hours before bed and winding down at night time. You know, you've really got to sort of get back to the circadian rhythm to start clocking yourself in the right direction so you have a good sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how important sleep is.
Oh, that's when all the repair's done, you know, your bones, your brain gets rinsed out and all the goo gets taken out, you know. It doesn't have a lymphatic system, but your brain is actually cleansed while you sleep.
Well, thank you so much, Ange, for coming in today. Have you got a busy week ahead of you?
I have.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so get in contact with me at Harvest Natural Health Centre upstairs above Harvest Whole Foods, naturalange.com, if
thank
you want
you.
Me.
Thank you so much, Ange.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.